and really not too much has changed up there at 500 millibar. That shortwave trough, still near New Zealand, a little bit to the east, the ridge, is pretty much over the Tasman and Australia as well. It's a rather broad ridge. In fact, it actually is a long wave as opposed to a short wave. And it's got the surface high quite weak over New Zealand at the moment. Central pressure 1022. Now embedded in the high are two troughs. They're annoying the country, that's for sure. We had a front that came through yesterday afternoon into the evening. Quite a bit of wind in that, and rain too. It wasn't pleasant, quite cold. Well, that's halfway up the cruising route at the moment, if anybody is out there. The front's now quasi-stationary, and it's linking up with the Queensland low. Remember that low that formed over Queensland, drifted south a bit, now it's heading east. Well, it's in the Tasman at the moment. It's heading for New Zealand. Now, by tonight, another trough is going to cross Gulf Harbor Radio, and it's going to end up over the Opua area, Northland area, while that Queensland low continues its march toward New Zealand. So by noon tomorrow, that low is going to be just west of North Cape. Now this weekend, we've got northwest winds. They're going to buffet New Zealand yet again. We're looking at 30 knots in rain. Swell 2 meters out of the north on Sunday. So right on the nose if anybody was thinking about leaving. I know you're all thinking about leaving, but hopefully that's all you're doing is thinking. Because leaving New Zealand is probably not the best idea at this time. Sorry to say. Now, for next week's departure, now that your hopes have been dashed for this week, I hate to say this, but UK Met and EC, they both have a secondary depression. That's going to be attacking Northland Monday and Tuesday. I originally thought that would have been a possibility, but no, that's Monday and Tuesday. And that means more northwest winds and, yet again, a front with rain. And this is, it's terrible news. I'm really sorry, especially since I know the messenger always gets shot. So I really regret I have to report these things. Well, up in the tropics, our semi-permanent trough there is still active, and that runs from the Solomons over Tuvalu. It goes to Samoa, but it's drifted north of Samoa now. In fact, the report that we got was, I believe, just partly cloudy up there. So the trough is about, but it's to the north. It's expected, I think, to stay north, which is good. But it goes on to the Southern Cooks, and then it links up with a quasi-stationary front that extends north from the Southern Ocean. So a lot of activity off to our east. Satellite imagery this morning does show Samoa fairly clear. It's just a break in the trough, like I said at the moment, but it does look like it's going to drift northwards, which is good. Tonga looks pretty decent, particularly over Vavau, the Hapais as well. A band, though, is seen near Tonga Tapu. Fiji, they show plenty of cloud, although the north coast of Vanuatu looks pretty good. It looks clear. And I know, well, at least the start day wants to wander around on the northern edge of the island there. So hopefully it will stay that way. But there is a lot of cloud about Fiji. Now, there's scattered cloud over the Vanuatu chain. And New Caledonia has got a weak band that's covering, well, virtually everywhere there, save for a few breaks. It sounds like Haiti has got a bit of a break down there at Ile de Pen. For those in New Zealand now, back here to New Zealand, now EC picks up a pretty large high in area, large high over Australia by next Wednesday. Central pressure about 1032, so it's strong as well. It looks godlike, it may remain anchored over Australia, maybe through Saturday the 30th. It could very well be a blocking high. I have to look at the blocking index on that to see what the progs are. Either case, it's a big high, and it is possible that late next week might be your getaway ticket. I've said this, what, three times now, and not one of those has come true. So we'll have to wait and see how things develop there, and we will. We'll report as we see it. So we'll move on to the islands now, the islands analysis. Now, for Tonga, the weak high-pressure ridge, as I would call it, that prevails pretty much over the group. This brings light to moderate southeast winds for the most part. There will be cloudy periods there and isolated showers as well. Now, more or less the same thing for Friday. The swell looks to be moderate out of the south, maybe the southwest. Now, conditions this morning at Tonga Tapu, they were calm. Scattered cloud at 1600 and barometer was 1018. The Hapais reported southeast winds at 6 knots, scattered cloud 1800 feet, more cloud at 11,000 feet, which happens to be the 700 millibar level. Barometer 1016. And Babao reported calm at the airport, scattered at 1700. And the barometer 1016 there. Now, my wind forecast for today calls for southeast winds in the 15 knot range. They'll be increasing this afternoon. I believe they'll be getting up to about 20 knots. Now, winds may drop a wee bit on Friday, tomorrow. We'll be back to the 15 knot mark, but I think we are going to see a shift in direction from southeast to easterlies. So we'll see how that pans out. That may affect where you're anchored, perhaps. Fiji, as I mentioned, they have a fair amount of cloud overhead. Areas also of a blue sky. Now the clouds, they will bring isolated showers, particularly in the afternoon. You know, this is normal. Expect virtually the same tomorrow. The winds in general are going to be southeasterlies, about 15 to 20, and that'll bring moderate seas, and the swell is going to be out of the south. That's moderate as well. Now, the radar loop this morning, wow, that showed plenty of showers. More over the southern half of the group, hardly anything to the north, but if you divide the chain directly in half, east-west, to the south, a lot of rain, not steady, all off and on, scattered. Conditions at Mandi at 6 a.m. were calm. They had scattered cloud at 3,000, barometer 1016, and it was quite cool, 19 degrees C. Calm also for Suva, scattered at 2,000, broken at 5,000, and barometer 1016. So my wind forecast today for Taviuni to Koro Island, I would say by noon expect up to southeast 20 knots. I know it's less than that now, but I think it's going to get up to that a little bit later today. Vanua Balavu, southeast 15 to 20. The southern Lau stronger, southeast 20. Kandavu, southeast about 15 to 20. And the Asawas, well, they're a mixed bag. To the north, it'll get up to about 20 out of the southeast, but less than that to the south, probably about 15 knots by the afternoon. Tomorrow, Taviuni, Koro, the winds will shift, I think, to the east-southeast and still up around the 20-knot range. And the same for Vanua Balavu. The southern Lau, east-southeast as well. About 15 to 20 there. It might be a little bit lighter than today. Kandavu, the same thing. Yasawas, east-southeast, about 20. And, of course, the southern part of the Yasawas will be calmer, much calmer. Oh, Vanuatu, they could expect partly cloudy conditions. brief showers, of course. Winds in general are going to be light to moderate, pretty much out of the east-southeast. The open waters are going to experience stronger winds with, I'd say, around 2 meter seas. Yeah, it gets quite choppy in there. It's quite annoying sometimes when you're trying to go somewhere. The wind forecast from Anishim to Iramango, southeast about 15. North of Iramango, though, we're looking at southeast 20. The satellite this morning indicated 25 knots north of Iramango. Of course, inland, inshore, I should say, around Santo and Malakula, it's lighter. But out in the open water, it was 25 knots on the satellite. Friday, I would say lighter air and probably a wind shift from what my forecast was to probably the east-southeast. New Caledonia, they could expect light to moderate east-southeast to southeast winds in the southern lagoon. I reckon about 10 to 15 knots. By afternoon, the wind should back to the east, and I see lighter air on Friday, mostly easterlies, I'd say around 10 knots. Now, the report this morning for Amity Light, for those of you that know the area, that light is on the reef west of Noumea, southeast 16 knots, and Ile de Pan agreed almost exactly with 80, southeast 6 knots. So that's it. That's all I've got. No silly questions. Put your thinking caps on and give us a try with some more if you could. Here's Trish.
And I've had some stunning news here. It looks like Mars.